Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from Jody Kruskal and Luke Richardson's CD, Waiting for the Boatsman. We heard the title track. It's from the playing of West Virginia fiddler Melvin Wine. Jody plays the concertina, and Luke the banjo. Labor Day will soon be here, and it's important to examine the struggles labor has had to endure through history. One of the best ways to judge the importance of the labor movement is through its songs. Labor Day is usually thought of as the last holiday of the summer season, but let's all rethink the significance of the day and remember the workers who fought for its establishment. Open with a classic that we've all grown up with, 16 Tons, written by Merle Travis. It depicts the difficult life of a coal miner totally dependent on the company for all aspects of life. We've sung these lyrics over and over, but have we really paid attention to the story? Here's Merle Travis and 16 Tons from Folk Songs of the Hills on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Yes, sir, there's a many a Kentucky coal miner that pert near owes his soul to the company store. He gets so far in debt to the coal company he's working for that he goes on sometimes for years without being paid one red cent in real honest-to-goodness money. But he can always go to the company store and draw flickers or scrip. You know, that's little brass coins that you can't spend nowhere only at the company store. So they add that against his account, and every day he gets a little farther in debt. That sounds pretty bad, but even that's got a brighter side to it. Now some people say a man's made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mines. Loaded 16 tons of a number 9 coal and the straw boss, I hollered, well, bless my soul, 16 tons. And what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble is my middle name. I was raised in the bottoms by a mama hound. I'm mean as a dog, but I'm as gentle as a lamb. I load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, if you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. I got a fist of iron and a fist of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the renters on Penny's farm, and it's a hard time in the country down on Penny's farm. Hasn't George Penny got a flattering mouth? Move you to the country in a little log house. Got no windows but the cracks in the walls. He'll rob you in the summer and he'll starve you in the fall, and it's a hard time in the country down on Penny's farm. Crop of vodka and a little crop of corn. Come around to see you gonna flit in flat till you get yourself a mortgage on everything you got, and it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. You go in the fields and you work all day, way after night, but you get no pay. Promise to me a little bucket of lard. It's a hard to be a renter on Penny's farm, and it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. George Penny renters that come into town with their hands in their pockets and their heads hanging down. Go in the store and the merchant will say, your mortgage is due and I'm looking for my pay, and it's a hard time in the country down on Penny's farm. Down in the pocket with a trembling hand, can't pay you all but I'll pay you what I can. Then to the telephone the merchant make a call, put you on the chain gang, you don't pay at all, and it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. Load of peaches, not a one of them sound. Got to have his money or somebody's check. You're paying for a bushel, but you don't get a peck, and it's a hard times in the country down on Penny's farm. Come, you ladies and you gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the renters on Penny's farm, and it's a hard time in the country down on Penny's farm.
Granddaddy died, gone, gonna rise again. We dug his grave on the mountainside, gone, gonna rise again. I was too young to understand the way he felt about the land, but I could read his history in his hands, gone, gonna rise again. Corn in the crib and apples in the bin, gone, gonna rise again. Ham in the smokehouse, cotton in the gin, gone, gonna rise again. Cows in the barn and hogs in the lot, you know he never had a lot, but he worked like the devil for the little that he got, gone, gonna rise again. rise again. These apple trees on the mountainside gonna rise again. He planted the seeds just before he died, gonna rise again. I guess he knew he'd never see red fruit hang from the tree, but he planted the seeds for his children and me. Gonna rise again. High on the ridge above my farm, gonna rise again. I think of my people that have gone on, gonna rise again. Like a tree that grows in the mountain ground, the storms of life have cut him down, but the new wood springs from the roots underground, gonna rise again.
across the Blue Ridge Mountains, there's a country green and fair. The roads are high and winding, and there's dogwood on the air. I've a longing to see them mountains, but I think I've had my fill of the shacks along the riverbank and the chalets on the hill. For it's in that same steep country that they mine the shiny coal. That's the coal that we burn up north to break the winter's hold. And all those folks who dig and those who don't, well, they all must either dwell in the shacks along the riverbank or the chalets on the hill. And when it's springtime in the mountains, there's a stirring in the soul. But it also brings the floods it's caused by stripping off the coal. And the shacks along the river must obey the water's will. You can watch them floating down the stream from the chalets on the hill. Guess it's wrong to even notice when you're only passing through. If the folks down there accept things, I guess that I should too. But still I kinda wish I'd been there when that land was wild and still, when the rich man's greed could buy the deed to the chalet on. Some folks say it's human nature, others say it's just our lot. The poor folk at the bottom and the rich folk at the top. But do you think someday it all will change? Will those people have their will? And there'll be no shacks along the riverbank, no chalets on the hill. No more shacks along the riverbank, no chalets on the hill.
That was Pete Sutherland from his recording Poor Man's Dream, and we heard Coleman's March followed by Shacks and Chalets, a song all about management and labor. Poor Man's Dream is on EPACT Records. And before that, we heard from Dan Schatz from his recording The Promise of the Sowing and Cy Conn's tune, Gone Gonna Rise Again. That's on Folk Legacy Records. And before that, a song all about sharecroppers from Penny's Farm, Jim Queskin and Jeff Muldaur. We heard the title track, Down on Penny's Farm. That's on Kingswood Records. And we let off that set with 16 Tons from Merle Travis and Folk Songs of the Hills. In 1947, his songwriting partner, Cliffy Stone, requested that Merle write some folk songs. And he said, you can't write folk songs. And he sat down and he actually did. He wrote 9-Pound Hammer and I Am a Pilgrim and Dark as a Dungeon and 16 Tons. And they're all on Folk Songs of the Hills. That's on Capitol Records. We are celebrating labor this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. Back in the mid-1950s, Pete Seeger made a recording with the Hootenanners called Sing Out Hootenanny. Here's the lead-off track, All I Want Is Union, on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
All I want is union.
Whoa.
Oh, happy.
Massachusetts, called Alice in the Hat, and there was a fellow sitting next to me. I was working for the laborers union. They were doing a labor education program, and the television set was on, and Cesar Chavez was on the evening news leading that first big march in Sacramento, and this fellow who'd been holding his union card for 26 years said, "Bunch of wetbacks, why don't they ship back to Mexico, taking jobs away from American workers?" And I could have got mad. Then I had to stop and think, well, what did he get in school? What did he get in his work experience? You know, what did he get even from his own union that gave him some tools to understand what it was he was seeing on that television? If he had grown up with the true and sure knowledge of who he was and where he had come from, he would have been a whole lot more pissed off than he was, and he'd have known exactly who to be pissed off at too, I'll tell you that. Well, that's why we do these songs. These songs are a better and more accurate picture, idea of who we are and where we have come from than the best damn history book that you ever read, you know? And like Claire Sparks said, a radical feminist in Southern California, said, the long memory is the most radical idea in America. Would you have freedom from wage slavery? Then come join the grand industrial band. Would you from misery and hunger be free? Come on, do your share, lend a hand. There is power in a band of working folks when they stand hand in hand. That's the power that was ruling every land. One industrial union grand.
Would you have mansions of gold in the sky and live in a shack way in the back? Would you have wings up in heaven to fly and stay here with rags on your back?
There is power in a man of working folks when they stand hand in hand. That's the power that was ruling every land. One industrial union brand.
If you've had enough of the blood of the lamb, then come join the grand industrial band. If for a change you'd have eggs and ham, come on, do your share, lend a hand.
There is power in a band of working folks when they stand.
Sluggers to beat on your heads, then don't organize, all unions despise. If you'd have nothing before you're dead, shake hands with your boss and look wise.
There is power in a band of working folks when they stand.
Workers from every land,
this earth shall demand. Come on, do your share, lend a hand.
There is power, there is power in a man of working folks when they stand hand in hand. That's the power that must rule in every land, for industrial union brand.
All right. Yeah.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1735. And remember, you can also get us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Waiting for the Boatsman from Luke Richardson and Jody Kruskal. Jody was playing the concertina, and Luke was playing the fiddle. We heard Cluck Old Hen. That was a song from the playing of Tommy Jarrell. That hen was part of the labor force as well, as we're celebrating Labor Day this week. The lyrics go, "She lays eggs for the railroad men, sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes enough for the whole damn crew." Luke Richardson and Jody Kruskal. And before that, we heard from the Seattle Labor Chorus as we were listening to some organizing songs. And apologies to Georg Friedrich Handel for Hail a Union from the Seattle Labor Chorus. The recording is called Songs of Working People. And before that, from the recording IWW Rebel Voices, we heard Power to the Union featuring Utah Phillips and Bob Bovee, Faith Petrick, and many, many more. Fred Holstein's in there. It's recorded live at Holstein's in Chicago, and the songs were taken from the Little Red IWW songbook. It's on Flying Fish Records. And we let off that set with Pete Seeger from back around 1955 or so, and from the recording Sing Out, Hootenanny with Pete Seeger and the Hootenears, and we heard All I Want is Union. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. I've been reading a fascinating book called Grown Up Anger, The Connected Mysteries of Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, and the Calumet Massacre of 1913, written by Daniel Wolfe. This is the song that Woody wrote all about that massacre back in 1913 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. Working their copper claim, risking their lives, so it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. Well, a little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thug stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and it's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, while the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children that died, there was 73.
The piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town is lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
Sit down, buddy, we'll drink and smoke. Old woman, don't you weep for me. My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke. You damned old piney mountains. I lost my fingers in the Galax mills. Old buddy, sing a sad old song. And my heart got broke in the Upine hills. Lord, and my time ain't long. I started in the logging when I was in my prime. Old woman, don't you weep for me. Hitching up a spruce to the big drag lines, you damned old piney mountains. Where the skidders start a-bucking as the gears come down, old buddy, sing a sad old song. Making God's own thunder on the new-cut ground. Lord, and my time ain't long. We's fighting over nothing and drinking too hard. Woman, don't you weep for me. Riding up to camp on a flat-wheel car, you damned old piney mountains. 30 years hanging on the old chain break. Old buddy, sing a sad old song. Paid off and laid off in 58. Lord, and my time ain't long. And the skidders got sold to a scrap iron yard. Old woman, don't you weep for me. I moved down Virginia when the times got hard. You damned old piney mountains. Lost my fingers to a steel band saw. Old buddy, sing a sad old song. And my fiddle just hangs untuned on the wall. Lord, and my time ain't long. And the trees have growed up on the logging road. Oh, woman, don't you weep for me. And the wildflowers bloom where the big shays blowed. You damned old piney mountains. There's nothing left for me but to drink and smoke. Old buddy, sing a sad old song. My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke. Lord, and my time ain't long.
My country, 'tis of thee, land of lost liberty.
We're celebrating labor this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard from Cincinnati's University Singers from the recording The Hand That Holds the Bread. and a song called The Future of America, written back around 1890. And if you listen to the lyrics very closely, it's not a lot different than today. It's written by H.C. Dodge to, of course, the traditional My Country Tis of Thee. The Hand That Holds the Bread is on New World Records. And before that, the late Craig Johnson. My first introduction to old-time music was through Craig. We heard from his recording, Away Down the Road, a song that he wrote all about a fellow he encountered at a dance in Pocahontas County, West Virginia, Piney Mountains. That's on Five-String Productions from Craig. And we let off that set with Woody Guthrie and the 1913 Massacre, recorded back in 1945. And that's on a collection from England called Protest, American Protest Songs, 1928 to 1953. That's on Viper Records. We are celebrating labor this week, and it's good to hear some first-person narrative now and again. Uncle George Jones was from Trafford, Alabama, and in 1940, he recorded This What the Union Done. It's included on Songs and Ballads of the Bituminous Miners on Rounder Records. More labor songs on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
In 1933, when Mr. Roosevelt took his seat, said to President John L. Lewis, in union we must be. Come, let us work together, ask God to lead the plan. By this time another year, we'll have the union back again. Hooray, hooray, for the union we must stand. It's the only organization protect the living man. Boys, it makes our women happy, our children clap their hands. The city beefsteak and the good pork chop steaming in those frying pans. When the president and John L. Lewis had signed a decree, they called for Mitch and Rainey, Tower Rompers made the three. Go down in Alabama, organize every living man. Spread the news all over the land, we got the union back again. Hooray, hooray, for the union we must stand. It's the only organization protect the living man. Boys, it makes our women happy, our children clap their hands. The city beefsteak and the good pork chop steaming in those frying pans. There's one law President Roe passed that made the operators mad. Give all the men the right to organize, join the union of our choice. When the president had passed the law, we all did shout for joy. When he said no operator, sheriff, or boss shouldn't bother the union boys. Hooray, hooray, for the union we must stand. That the only organization protect the living man. Boys, it makes our women happy, our children clap their hands. The city beefsteak and the good pork chop steaming in those frying pans. In 1932, we're sometimes sad and blue, traveling round from place to place, trying to find some work to do. If we're successful to find a job, the wages were so small. Scarce to live in the summertime, almost starving to fall. Hooray, hooray, for the union we must stand. At the only organization, protect the living man. Boys, it makes our women happy, our children clap their hands. The city beefsteak and the good pork chop steaming in those frying pans. Before we got our union back, it's very sad to say, old blue shirts and overalls were the toppies of the day. They were so full of patches and so badly torn. Our wives had to sew for about an hour before they could be worn. Hooray, hooray, for the union we must stand. It's the only organization protect the living man. Boys, it makes our women happy, our children clap their hands. The city beefsteak and the good pork chop steaming in those frying pans. Now when our union man walks out, got the good clothes on their back, crepe machine and the fine silk sack, a brand new Miller Block hat, fine silk sock and the flow shine shoes, they're glittering against the sun. Got dollars in the pockets, smoking good cigars, boys, this is what the union done. Hooray, hooray, for the union we must stand. The old organization protect the living men. Boys, it makes our women happy. Our children clap their hands to see the beefsteak and the good folk chop steaming in the old frying pan. Before we got our union back, our wives was always mad. When they went out to the church, a princess was all they had. But since we got our union back, they're happier all the while. Silk and satin of every kind to meet with every style. Hooray, hooray, for the union we must stand. Let the oldie organization protect the living men. Boys, it makes our women happy. Our children clap their hands. The city beefsteak and the good folk chow steaming in the old frying pan.
He raised a gnarled finger, there's the place we used to meet, where old John L. would beller bring each miner to his feet. And the boys would dream about the day they'd each be underground, and the greenbacks flow like paint squeak through the town. Oh, I remember back in 29, times was hard back then. It was 50 cents a ton, young boys would do the work of men. And the faces in the lamplight were the families all alone, waiting for the ones who never would come home. But the young ones don't remember, how are they to know all the fights we fought to give them futures down below? And they'll cheer for solidarity off in some foreign land, but not a one will take the union stand. Oh, they called us everything back then, from outlaws to damn reds, and many was the time whole families murdered in their beds. But the dead marched on before us as we turned the tyrant's tide, and we raised our union's banner high with pride. But the young ones don't remember, how are they to know all the fights we fought to give them futures down below? And they'll cheer for solidarity off in some foreign land, but not a one will take the union stand. Got bad again, and they swallowed all the lies. The flame dimmed to a flicker, you could see it in their eyes. Those who can't learn from the past are cursed with it again, and mock ones who suffered so in vain. Now from my home where all we pensioners live across the tracks, I watch the children walk the rails to gather coal in sacks, to drive away the chill that haunts too many a miner's home, till they realize they're not alone. But the young ones don't remember, how are they to know all the fights we fought to give them futures down below? And they'll cheer for solidarity off in some foreign land, but not a one will take the union stand. Yes, they'll cheer for solidarity off in some foreign land, but not a one will take the union stand.
Workers, good news to you out now. Out of the old union has come in here.
Which side are you on?
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 Thank you.
heart, we don't make a fuss. So I can't be afraid of a bit of blue dust when my family needs me to pay the bills. Maybe I'm not so ill. I see now from the photos some women wear masks, and I can't help but wish that I'd done more than ask. But ours were the days when you did what you told. You could only be so bold. If I could speak to my younger self, I'd say never risk your precious health. Don't assume that they thought of you in your air of denim. Your time, then maybe I'd think of lung disease, but a clothing factory. Our fingers are air tainted blue, and someone joked that our blood must be too. But when the dust settled, I'm sad to say it took my breath away.
Maria Dunn is a Canadian songwriter, and that was written all about the Great Western Garment Company and Blue Lung. They produced jeans for the Levi Strauss Company, Blue Lung, and that's on her own record label from Maria Dunn. And before that, John McCutcheon from Gonna Rise Again on Rounder Records. We heard The Young Ones Don't Remember, all about today's workers not knowing what so many in the past had to go through. John McCutcheon, and we let off that set with a story about what it was like in the past. Union progress in Alabama around the turn of the last century. We heard Uncle George Jones, and This What the Union Done, from the recording Songs and Ballads of the Bituminous Miners on Rounder Records. We've been celebrating labor this year in celebration of Labor Day. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1735.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love.